Good morning, I'm Katie Anastas, in for Debbie Cruz. It's Tuesday, November 19th. There's an increase in two serious respiratory illnesses this season. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. The measure proposing a countywide half-cent sales tax to fund transit projects, road and highway repairs, and transportation maintenance had more people against it than for it. As of late last week, more than 51% voted no on Measure G. The measure needed a simple majority to pass. It would have authorized spending the sales tax money on a number of transit-related operations, including commuter safety, transit operations for MTS and the North County Transit District, and for streets and road maintenance. There's still time to fill out a survey on sewage pollution in the South Bay. It's the Federal Assessment of Chemical Exposure Survey. The survey is for people who live, work, or play around the Tijuana River Valley and South San Diego County beaches to find out how sewage pollution in those areas has impacted their lives. Nearly 2,000 people have already completed it. The survey is available on the county's website. You can fill it out through Friday. Warm weather is in store for most parts of the county this week. Starting today, temperatures are expected to rise a couple degrees each day. In the inland areas today, temperatures will be in the low 70s. By the coast and in the deserts, it'll be in the high 60s. And in the mountains, it's expected to be in the low 50s. The National Weather Service says there's a slight chance of rain this weekend. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need. As we approach the peak of cold and flu season, health reporter Heidi DeMarco says health officials are warning county residents about a rise in two serious respiratory illnesses, walking pneumonia and whooping cough.
Whooping cough starts off like a typical cold. Cough, runny nose, maybe a mild fever. But for some, the harmless sniffle can soon spiral into something much worse. Dr. Edmund Milder is a pediatric infectious disease specialist at Rady Children's Hospital. He says identifying whooping cough is tricky.
What becomes unique is that as the rest of your symptoms fade away, the cough only worsens in these bouts of coughing that are pretty severe, and people can, you know, sort of turn very red in the face. They can even have vomiting at the end of this, like cough, 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 cough.
This year, San Diego County has seen a significant increase in whooping cough, or pertussis. There are 547 confirmed cases so far, compared to just 332 last year. Health officials are also tracking a surge in walking pneumonia. Cases in local ERs for children ages 2 to 4 quadrupled between October 19 and November 2nd. Milder recommends staying up to date with vaccines. He warns parents to stay vigilant, especially if their child's symptoms seem more severe than usual. Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
A lawsuit was announced yesterday on behalf of South Bay residents affected by discharged raw sewage and contamination. France Law Group filed the lawsuit against Veolia Water North American West and other operators of the South Bay International Wastewater Treatment Plant for, quote, significant monetary damages. The plaintiffs in the case claim repeated exposure to illegally discharged raw sewage and contamination, violating the Clean Water Act. James France is the CEO of France Law Group. He says their health is in danger.
Recent testing has revealed the presence of significantly toxic chemicals, DDT, benzidine, polychlorinated biphenyls, along with fecal matter, bacteria, and pathogens. We can only guess how many other terrible chemicals, bacteria is in this fecal matter that they are releasing every day through their misconduct.
This is the second lawsuit filed against Veolia in recent weeks. In response to the latest suit, the company said it has properly maintained the plant and that the U.S. and Mexican governments have failed to fund or implement solutions. Living things evolve to fit their environment. At UCSD, they're speeding up the process to create organisms that do some important jobs for us. SciTech reporter Thomas Fudge has more.
Robots are at work full-time in this UC San Diego lab, creating challenging conditions for different cellular compounds. Robot arms remove the cells from one liquid solution and expose them to an even more harsh environment to see if they can survive it. Research scientist Adam Feist is in the Department of Bioengineering.
And basically what we can do is create an environment where we can grow them reproducibly over and over again, and the ones which are the fittest or grow the fastest will win out and will have a selection for the property that we want.
Organisms are being created to consume plastic waste. They can create chemical building blocks to transform organic waste into medicines or into building materials like plastic. Again, the process used in this bioengineering factory is evolution. Scientists are just giving it a push.
So what we're actually doing is actually using the natural process of evolution, and we're just enabling it on a faster scale and selecting them under specific conditions to get the ones that are useful for our application.
Feist says the raw materials of bioengineering are all around us, even the plants in our green waste bins. Thomas Fudge, KPBS News.
For nearly 30 years, Carlsbad has had a moratorium on drive-through restaurants. North County reporter Alexander Nguyen says the city is rethinking that ban.
Drive-throughs are a ubiquitous part of American culture, but in Carlsbad, they are few and far in between.
26 years ago, they instituted a blanket moratorium on all eatery drive-throughs throughout the city of Carlsbad.
Brett Schanzenbach is the CEO of the Carlsbad Chamber of Commerce. He says the city instituted the ban because of Legoland and fears Carlsbad would become like Anaheim, crowded with drive-throughs and motels. Businesses that had drive-throughs back then were able to keep them, but no new ones were allowed.
Most of the community members we've talked to about this issue have no idea that there was a blanket prohibition in place in Carlsbad until Chick-fil-A came in, and everybody wants to know, how come there's not a drive-thru at Chick-fil-A?
Some restaurants and coffee chains are reluctant to open in Carlsbad because of the drive-thru ban, so the chamber is advocating to get it lifted. The City Council Economic Development Subcommittee will take up the issue at its meeting Tuesday at 10 a.m. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again tomorrow for the day's top stories. I'm Katie Anastas. Thanks for listening, and have a great Tuesday.